Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. I thought we had lost him forever, but I think we found him. Talk radio news superstar Bob Ney is with us. Bob, where in the world have you been? I was thinking the CIA had you undercover. What's going on?
Pretty close. No, I was in India, which I went over with a couple friends of mine. We've talked about India. That's a must bucket list thing for you, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
And I went to India, and then I came back for one day, and I had gotten an email in India, and a book, they translated my book, Sideswipe, into Arabic, and they wanted to do a book signing. That's the good news. The different news is that the book signing was in Beirut, Lebanon. So I flew over to Beirut on December the 8th.
Wow, what was Beirut like?
Well, Beirut's, it's a wonderful city. Of course, it's been through bombings and things, but, it's 50 kilometers from Syria, so there's travel warning, and I was with some really great people. I saw some Americans also, and I just stayed a little bit down low. I arrived off Lufthansa, and a guy turned to me and when I was in line and said, "Where are you from?" And in a very practiced accent, I said, "Würzburg, Germany." Being the little baby that I am, I didn't say Ohio. So I thought, I hope he doesn't speak German, you know. And so I did the book signing and came back 4:30 in the morning on the 11th. Yeah, so that was a little side trip.
Wow, I have a friend that travels Canadian. He's American, but when he goes to parts of the world like you just came from, he wears, a Montreal sweatshirt and stuff so that he can fake, and he says A a lot.
Of course, now, they're mad at Canada, they're mad at France. I went over for a book signing. They did the book in Arabic.
Cool.
So that's where I've been.
I love it. Well, welcome back. And you came back just in time. I think it was fortuitous of you because Jeb Bush declares that, yep, he's running. What do you make of that?
Well, right after he said that he's doing the exploratory, et cetera, Senator Rubio, from Florida said he's running. So I don't know. Jeb Bush is trying to, He's trying to, I think, say, well, he's the moderate, but right now he's trying to do the Romney thing and tell the conservatives he's one of them. I mean, he speaks Spanish. He's from Florida, but I don't see it. And
well,
somebody today jumped me, a friend of mine, and said, well, what do you mean they're tired of the Bushes? He said, what about Clinton? Well, I think they're more tired of the Bushes than they are of the Clintons.
Yeah. Well, how interesting would it be if they both got their party's nominations and then it was Hillary Clinton against Jeb Bush? What do you think happens there?
I thought about it. I think that Hillary Clinton wins.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah, I do too.
I think the Republicans absolutely, and people just scoff at this, they absolutely have to have a woman run against Hillary. And then people say, well, who is there? Well, you know what? Fine, it doesn't. It can be, somebody that maybe is a Secretary of State and then they say, well, they have no name ID. Run them for office, they'll have instant name ID.
Yeah.
I just think that it has to be, Republicans have to get very, out there and embrace a female candidate.
Yeah, I agree with you, absolutely. So, besides that, the Obama administration just down the road really asking for a big favor for the lawsuit to be dismissed. We're talking about the lawsuit that would pull apart the president's executive action, his immigration program. Any chance of this happening?
Well, there was a federal court ruling yesterday about, some of the immigration. Of course, how that runs. There's court, district courts, et cetera. The administration is trying to just get the whole thing dismissed because the Arizona sheriff, who, is this great big, headline guy, he's always been trying to get, headlines on everything. And he's very controversial. Arpaio, I can never actually say his name right, but he's in Arizona.
Oh, Arpaio, yeah.
Arpaio. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that's, suing, and he's getting some attention. So the Justice Department's trying to say, look, They're telling District Judge Barrow Howe that the sheriff's theory is speculative. Everything he's saying is unsubstantiated. He doesn't know how he would suffer an injury because he's saying he will suffer injury. So I think it's a wise move to try to right now put the kibosh on some, you know, local official being injured or some state by a president's ruling.
Yeah. You know, talking about the exploratory committees, bouncing back to that for a second, do you think it hurts Cruz, who I think desperately wants to be in the hunt for president on the Republican side of things, that the Democrats are nailing him for giving them a win on the Surgeon General and voting him in?
I think Cruz was already finished. This is the nail in the coffin. You know, he got cute and he kept the Senate in, and, you know, he was beating his fist down, and that allowed Harry Reid, the leader of the Senate, to do some procedural motions and allowed the Attorney General, who I think should be a great, I mean, Surgeon General, Vivek Murthy. I think he's going to, again, do a really good job, but it allowed him to get his appointment and some other appointments. So they're all twittering, thank you, Ted Cruz. I'm sure he's not too happy about that.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. Well, welcome back. We're glad to have you back, Bob Ney. Thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so Bob talking there about Republicans needing to put up a woman to go up against Hillary Clinton, and who would that woman be? And, of course, there is a few names that have been thrown about before in the past. The governor of South Carolina, who's very popular, Nikki Haley. It's interesting because Jeb Bush just spoke in South Carolina, and there he was talking about possibly running for president. So I guarantee he has had a conversation with Nikki Haley. I think that at least a woman is going to be on the undercard. I could be completely wrong about that. But it, based on some conversations I've had with Republican leaders, I would say that that is one of the things that has been discussed. And Nikki Haley's name certainly has been around for a while as a potential contender. So that wouldn't be shocking. And also another name that comes up is Susana Martinez, too, because there, of course, you have a Hispanic woman who is well thought of and a Republican elected governor a couple of years ago, right, in 2010, and is well-liked in Republican circles, too. So both of those names would be two that would probably be on the list. But I don't think, I don't know, the idea that they would put one of them in front or one of them would win, I'm going to say if it's Jeb Bush, then maybe they're exploring the possibility of, okay, that's potential material, that person is potential material for the VP slot, because then that certainly becomes very, very important. Interesting. Not surprising about Jeb Bush, but interesting the conversation and where it's turned. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, Obama signing $1.1 trillion spending bill. Not a surprise. So all the conversation about what would happen and the government shutting down, we knew once the House especially had approved that the Senate would, it would sail through the Senate, did, and then it becomes a done deal. Coming up on the flip side, more of what happened over the weekend in Australia and reaction to it, plus Pakistan, as we were talking about at the top. Going to go further into that in just a few. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or, at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams. Been haunted by a million screams. But I could hear the marching feet. They're moving into the street.
Welcome back to America Tonight. A couple of reminders for all of you listening in those nooks and crannies. Don't forget about Nail the Score this week, Wednesday into Thursday. Second hour, last segment. A couple of weeks left in the NFL, and all you have to do is correctly guess a side once we announce the game of the week and what you think the final score is going to be. Listen, it's probably easier to score in horseshoes or circle some dots at the local bingo game, but it'd be a whole lot of fun if you won Nail the Score. And a lot of times it's people who really could care less about the NFL. You're just playing our game. So your chance to have some fun, bragging rights, and who knows, maybe you'll win all of the prizes as well. Coming up on America Tonight, in our later in our show, a great conversation in our second hour with Patrick Poole, a terrorism expert. He writes a lot about, especially lately, about the whole idea of the lone wolf terrorists and things that aren't happening that should have happened, and especially when it comes to what just happened in Australia, things that were missed, the fact that you have the Sheikh Haron, who had an incredible background in, first of all, 50 counts of sexual assault, where they claimed he pulled victims in, assaulted them, saying it was a spiritual healing technique, and he killed his ex-wife and set her on fire, in fact. So why were they not paying attention to this? I mean, even Australia's PM was saying, so this guy was out of jail. This guy wasn't in jail. Problem, and not just a problem in Australia, a problem in other places where it's kind of the PC police. Oof, we can't go there. So they didn't go there. And then look what happened in that cafe. As I said, that's not the only evidence of things like this we've seen in the past here in the United States, and we'll talk about it a lot with Patrick. He and I both are in agreement on that. Major Hassan, they knew that he was wackadoodle. They knew that he had ties to the one Muslim cleric and, in fact, was absolutely rabid about him. And some of the things that he had done in presentations, but everybody feared for saying anything. And then, sadly, look at what happened at Fort Hood. And I understand that that can cut both ways, but unfortunately, we've seen it happen in very bad directions when it's over the top, not paying attention to things that are right there in black and white. Jack Alexander came on yesterday and gave us a great detailed account of what had happened in that Lincoln Cafe. And he joins us again. And Jack, I'm sure still people are shaking their heads in Australia as more details come out. I just talked about a little bit of it, the background of this guy. He had a terrible background. And your own prime minister was saying, why wasn't he in jail?
Well, this is one of the major complaints that are now coming out. From 1996, when this gentleman, and I use the term loosely, arrived supposedly as a refugee for being part of a more moderate form of Islam back in Iran, he very quickly turned into this Wahhabist fake sheikh, as he's being referred to, and started out down this road of radical Islam even as far back as 1996. Mm. Now, the major complaints at the moment is he has played the Australian refugee, immigration and legal systems like a virtuoso playing a Stradivarius.
Mm.
He has exploited every single loophole and racial or religious, leniency for certain minority groups. Mm-hmm. He has played that to the T. But the tributes are still flowing for the two hostages tragically killed, bravely attempting to save the lives of others. Now, both Tori Robinson, who was the manager of the Lindt Chocolate Cafe, and lawyer and barrister Katrina Dawson, it's now been rumoured that they will have been recommended for the posthumous awarding of the Cross of Valour, which is Australia's highest civilian honour for bravery. Mm. And if it is awarded, I think it's be well deserved. Just following up on the condition of the seven people that were injured, the police officer who was shot in the face, luckily only had a couple of shotgun pellets get lodged under the skin. He is already back at work. Those pellets have been removed and is back on the job as we speak. A 75-year-old female who received a gunshot wound to the shoulder is in stable condition. Two other women who had gunshot injuries also in a stable condition. A 39-year-old man who received minor facial injuries has been treated, stitched up. He is now at home. And the two pregnant women in a stable condition, and those that are the five that are still in hospital are expected to be released possibly by the weekend, depending on how they recover. I expect the two pregnant women will probably be out within a couple of days. They're just hanging on to them for an abundance of caution. You can imagine a stressful situation like that could cause all sorts of complications to the pregnancy, including a miscarriage. And after a tragedy like that, you know, it'd hate to be compounded by even more tragedy of those women if they were to lose those pregnancies. So I hope everyone keeps all of the victims in their hopes and prayers.
Mm-hmm.
The girlfriend of the fake sheikh has been arrested. They're not sure whether she was involved in all of this, but her it's believed that her close association puts her in violation of her bond conditions. She was also out on remand for her involvement in the murder of Monis's ex-wife. Also, there are massive debates that have now started. The Islamic community have now come out and complained that excessive police force was used in taking down the fake sheikh. He was hit, apparently, 90 times
by
police gunfire. He apparently got off 6 shots from a semi-automatic shotgun. Now, the fact that the semi-automatic shotgun is important because this thing has also opened up the gun control debate in Australia. We've got one group saying that, well, this shows that we need to have more gun control in Australia, but semi-automatic firearms in Australia have been outlawed since the year this man came to the country.
Wow.
So he already had an illegal firearm.
Mm-hmm.
So more gun control would not have stopped this tragedy from happening. The other side of this coin is it has now opened up the debate that we should have the ability to carry firearms like they do in the United States, because then had this person gone into another business and gone, Allah Akbar, you're all dead, one, maybe 2 people could have drawn their sidearms and said, you'll be going to hell long before we will.
Mm-hmm.
And the possibility that everyone could have come out of that alive, and this man would now be rotting in a jail cell rather than 2 innocent people having to bravely sacrifice their lives to save that of others. So, yeah, this is it's really opened up a lot of debate here. You know, and one of the rarest commodities in Sydney at the moment is flowers. The florist shops cannot keep flowers in their store because people are going in and buying the floral memorial that is out front or close by to where this event takes place is massive. It is almost, the last measurement I had, it was almost an acre in size.
Wow. What an interesting fact, Jack. I'm glad that you shared that with us and that the debate is underway in Australia, too. You know, we're almost out of time, but do you ever see a time in Australia where they're going to say okay to guns?
Look, I posed this question after to my local congressman, and he said, well, basically, arms support is for the little people. I expect there to be a lot of talk about it, but like having a Bill of Rights, there'll be a lot of talk and no action.
Wow. Good stuff, Jack. Thank you so much. A lot of talk, no action. You heard Jack there in the flower thing. I hadn't heard that anywhere. How interesting is that? That people were obviously very shaken by it. Stay with us.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Thick into the holiday season. Happy Hanukkah to those of you celebrating Hanukkah. Yep, it's underway. That's for sure. I noticed down the street from me a couple of menorahs in the windows, and I was thinking back to when I was a kid, and I had a friend when I was in kindergarten, and his name was Jamie Lindstrom, and his family celebrated Hanukkah, and I didn't understand why I couldn't have a present a day. I went home and asked my mother about that. She said, because you get them all at once, and you're so spoiled they're underneath the tree. We celebrate Christmas. And I don't know, I just like the idea, because that's, you know, when you're five and that's what you hear, I'm getting a rockin' present every single day. You're not processing the difference, you know. You're just thinking, oh, wow, every single day he's getting a present compared to just the loot. All at once, I suppose. I guarantee our financial man, free money guy, Stephen Kelly, would have something to say about that. Kind of like what you do at the end and you retire. Are you getting it all at once, or is it coming out a little bit at a time? Okay, to be sure, there were some other things, certainly, that happened on the day that were, I mean, I hate to say this, and this is the season to be jolly, right, but just absolutely horrific. The thing that I think was so tragic is what happened in Pakistan at this Pakistani school. Terrorists killed 145, and most of them were children, just open fire, like picking them off as though it were a video game. And it was hours long at the Army Public School and Degree College. It ended Tuesday evening with all of those people dead. 132 specifically were kids, 10 staff members, 3 soldiers. This is supposedly retaliation for an attack by the Pakistan military. So blowback to that. The Taliban, that's what was released by the Taliban, that they went to the school and this is why they did it. But it certainly highlights what lies underneath in Pakistan. Not that, you know, it's not something we're necessarily not aware of, the military versus the Taliban there, but it just was completely ignited. And think about the sons and the daughters of the Army personnel that now they're burying them. What a nightmare. First thing that happens late morning, a car explodes behind the school. The education minister said that the blast actually was just a disguise, a ruse, if you will, to divert everyone's attention, of course, of the school's security guards to what happened with this explosion. That way, you have the gunmen who jump over the walls, walk through where the students in 8th, 9th, and 10th grade have classes, and then, boom, they're just picking them off. I mean, really, like a video game. They had enough ammunition to last, they say, for days. And it was just a matter of the kids who were able to scramble to safety because they were diving under benches and doing whatever they could to get away from the rapid fire. But the kids, I mean, this is descriptive stuff. This is how we don't want to live in America, right? This is our fear when things happen and our antenna goes up and we think, wow, I mean, can you imagine living like this? The kids that survived came out, some of them drenched in blood, almost like they had been on a Hollywood movie set and it was fake. And that's what that was like. The people that were killed, the kids that were killed, 12 through 16 years old, mostly. And what's the answer here? The answer is that this was retaliation for the military just trying to defend themselves, keep themselves safe from what was happening with the Taliban. This is senseless. This is cold-blooded terror. Innocent children should not be in the middle of this. Kids should not be in the middle of something this horrific. But this was intentional. This was the revenge. And this is the deadliest thing that's happened inside Pakistan since 2007, when there you had like 139 Pakistanis who died and 250 who were wounded in attack near a procession for the exiled former Pakistani Prime Minister, Benazir Bhutto. Can you imagine? I mean, this is a deliberately senseless act of killing innocent people. Innocent children. And is that Islamic principles? And this is also the blowback to what the Taliban wants, is they want to take over and they want, you know, Sharia law. And that's not happening. They're defending against that. And look what happens. Look what happens. And those kids in that school witnessing that, and it was just almost an eeny, meeny, miny, mo as to who was able to survive it and who didn't survive it. I mean, it is a mad, mad world. Sad pictures of kids being escorted, younger kids too, being escorted out of the school, just wide-eyed and confused and in shock. You could see it clearly on their, clearly on their faces. I mean, absolutely brutal, brutal stuff. I mean, brutal. Not something any of us want to see. reminding us of what happened in Sandy Hook, which was for different reasons and a horrific thing that happened, but the just the utter confusion of how could this be going on in a much different sense because of the terror aspect of this, but the same kind of vacant look in the eyes of the people. It was very familiar, and seeing some of the video that came out of there and some of the photographs, because they were just stunned. They were shocked by what the parents, by what they found when they went to the school to try and retrieve their kids, you know, those that the kids survived, and then try to find out any information. Speaking of information, this is pretty big. A Pennsylvania district attorney says there may never really be any kind of closure. You know, we want the answer to the why questions in this story of the former Marine reservist, Bradley Stone, who was on the run since Monday after killing his ex-wife in cold blood and then murdering five of his ex-in-laws, including a 14-year-old niece. Here he was found in an area just a half mile from his house. It looked as though he died from self-inflicted cutting wounds in the center of his body. They still have to officially complete the autopsy. But just another senseless, horrific, tragic thing to happen. Six innocent people. I mean, what's the justification? Of course, there's no valid explanation. There's no justification for this. And now there's no closure. And then you have two daughters who are his daughters and his ex-wife's daughters who are without parents, without those in-laws, and have to move on through that horrible veil of a tragedy. I mean, just a terrible, terrible thing. And witnesses say, I mean, this guy, talk about the vacant look in your eyes. Witnesses say they heard like three or four gunshots, heard kids yelling, screaming, "Mommy, no, Mommy, no, let's go, we got to go." And, you know, then him saying, "Let's go, we got to get in the car." They didn't have any coats on, they didn't have anything else, they had just pajamas on. And he got them in the car, the girls, after he had killed his wife, his daughters, and took off with the daughters to drop them off. And then from there, he went to the in-laws and killed all of those people. And apparently, the one thing we do know is it had, you know, this contentious custody dispute was one of the things that he tried to make an effort in court to secure custody, emergency custody of the kids, and it was denied. So this may have been the thing that completely set him off in the direction that he went into, the crazy direction. But he was a reservist in the Marines until 2011. Mostly, they say, as a meteorologist. He spent just a couple of months in Iraq back in 2008. And pretty much anybody I saw interviewed that lived in that neighborhood said they were, you know, couldn't believe it because he was such a nice guy. He helped people out. He, you know, always had a kind word, that kind of thing. Was like a well-liked guy in the neighborhood and just completely, completely became unglued. And the township there, what do you do when something like this happens? They were in shock as well, deciding, you know, the best thing to do is let's just close school on Tuesday and we'll just reopen on Wednesday. Processing excuse me, the information. Coming up on America Tonight, odds and ends, and so much more as I get through the flu season with you. Hang with us here on America Tonight.
knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Music is a world within itself. There's a language we all understand.
I don't think people should be afraid to go to the theater to see this movie. What I think people should do is take ownership of their own safety. We take those threats very seriously, and we will take extra precautions during the holidays at theaters.
One of the big stories this past year has been some of the hack attacks that have happened, and one of the big ones was the Sony deal, and the fact that the hackers leaked more of the Sony pictures. They also leaked some more private emails, and they've got this big movie coming out called The Interview with Seth Rogen and James Franco, and in this movie, it's about murdering the leader of North Korea. And, of course, it's a parody and supposed to be a dark comedy or whatever. And they're being threatened by a group, the hackers calling themselves Guardians of Peace. And they released another round of, like I said, these leaks. And the latest messages include threats against the studio's film, which you heard there. And they reference the terror attacks of September 11th. So the email message was actually sent to reporters with links to what they call peer-to-peer sites, and contained, it also contained part one of the Christmas gift, which they promised in these other messages over the weekend. So needless to say, the bottom line is they're threatening. They're threatening clearly that they're going to do something to people who go in doom and gloom, to people who go and see the interview, and that they have much more to release on Sony. And I'll tell you, it's crazy, some of the emails that they have put out there. I mean, absolutely crazy, crazy stuff. And this is like this is the tipping point. I mean, we had a year of wild attacks and personal information that was released. I don't know that Target has really recovered from what happened with them. If you think of winding the clock all the way back to those security breaches, I don't know that they have fully recovered from the fact that so many consumers had their information ripped off and they were so concerned. You know, you talk about your social security numbers, you talk about credit card numbers and people running out and using them. Really brutal, brutal stuff. Tomas is listening to us in the great state of Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, Kate. How you hearing me?
I hear you well, sir. How are you doing?
Well, down in Maryland, actually, taking care of some business down here, just outside the capital. You know, hey, what did you pay for gas today?
I paid $2.20 is the lowest I've paid so far.
Wow, that's pretty good.
What are you paying?
It's about the same in Michigan. And on the way down here from Michigan, you know, I saw $2.40 and $2.50, but today it was in the $2.30s in Maryland. So I don't know what it's back there in Michigan, but I'm just wondering. Maybe the United States, maybe President Obama should start putting out some feelers, because we are hurting some countries with these low gas prices. And, you know, a lot of the countries that we're hurting are actually our economic or political enemies. You know, Venezuela is getting hurt. A lot of the Arab countries, the OPEC Arab countries are getting hurt. But Russia is also getting hurt.
Yeah.
And of all those countries that I mentioned, only Russia has thousands of nuclear weapons pointed at the United States.
Yeah.
And, if we don't pay attention to them and try to help them and try to show them, you know, that there's several alternative ways that they can go, they're going to think that they are trapped. And, you know, Ukraine would be just a tiny anthill compared to a situation with Russia. You know, Russia's the only country that can really do us harm on this earth right now. And, as a matter of fact, the Chinese are being hurt also, because they get most of their petroleum from the Arabs, you know. So,
oh, absolutely.
And I think the Iranians have taken over Yemen, isn't that right?
Yeah. So what? In putting the puzzle together, what are you thinking? What are you thinking there?
Well, you know, the Iranians. I think they now control Iraq, the Iraqi government, because. You know, they've sent thousands of troops, not just 1,000 or 2,000 like the United States. They've sent, you know, 20, 30,000 troops over there. The Iraqis need to do what the Iranians say, okay? I mean, and let's face it, they're the same religion, Shiite, and the Iranians now have control of those oil wells in Iraq.
Mm.
And they're just pumping the crap out of those oil wells because they didn't have to build them. That's free money for the Iranians.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but every gallon that they pump out of the ground hurts the Saudis because it drives the price down.
Absolutely. And the Saudis can take it going down, but they can't. Eventually there's the threshold because they want to continue to make the extra palaces and have the 50,000 cars that they have. So they don't like it.
Yeah, the Iranians are really in the driver's seat here. They they've got the Saudis in a bad position because
and you know what? We let them wiggle off the line because we had them over a barrel with sanctions, and then we let off the gas.
Yeah, well, you know, for some reason, no one wants to mess with the Iranians.
Yeah.
I don't know why, because, you know, it's just another country, and they've got dissent, and if you could see, you remember when they had that rebellion, and that girl was shot in the head?
Yes.
You know, and we did nothing, you know. And the Iranians, I think, are the worst of the worst. If you take them out, then, you know, this Islamic fervor diminishes. But I think that we need to try and get Putin on our side. I mean, look, he's fighting Muslim terrorists in Chechnya, right?
Oh, I don't see that happening, though. Are you kidding? There's so much distance between Putin and the United States now, so much bad blood. Well, him and Obama, for sure. I don't.
That's the problem. That's the problem. You know, Obama has now created a personality problem with Putin. You know, they're in a pissing contest now. That's what's happening, and that's a very dangerous situation.
Yeah.
Like I said, you know, it's a Christian country over there. It's a Christian country over here. We're being attacked by Muslim terrorists. Duh, you know, or da, you know, whatever you want to do. But it would seem easy for us to as Hillary said, you know, reboot or whatever she said. You know, it's a shame. And, you know, I don't know what the strategic long-term viewpoint is from the United States point of view, but I don't see anybody, you know, using any logic here. Everybody's just in a pissing contest, and you know what? That could turn
someone's going to lose
bad situation.
Yeah, somebody's going to lose. Good points, Tomas. Thanks. I agree. I agree about Iran, but you and I don't have many takers on that. There are a lot of people on the Hill that are distancing themselves from Iran. When Rouhani took over for Ahmadinejad, you know, there was all this, okay, I'm going to call the president, we're going to fix this whole thing, and lo and behold, we're going to, you know, show you that we don't have these nuclear ambitions and you can trust us, but it's simply not true. I mean, think of our adversaries now. Russia is an adversary. Iran is an adversary. Venezuela is an adversary. And they're dependent on oil income for economic growth, but so is Iraq and so is Nigeria. So there's a lot of forces for geopolitical instability. That's a good way to put it. Thanks for listening to this Hour of America Tonight. Any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me at americatonight.net.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.